I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the final podcast of this year's E3 press conference coverage. We are going to spend probably a very short amount of time talking about the Nintendo Direct.
I think Spotlight. They called it. Come on, man.
Spotlight. Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, the Nintendo Spotlight. Then they're called Nintendo Direct every other time.
Yeah, it's Spotlight for the E3 conference, and Direct is just their little, you know, bi-monthly whatever the fuck they do.
Fair enough.
They just throw at a random Reggie sesh.
Well, because he couldn't stay quiet long enough for me to introduce him, I'm Andrew Brooker and I'm joined by John.
You shouldn't be such a moron then, and then we don't have to do things out of order.
True. But so yeah, the Nintendo thing's just finished. What do you think, mate?
Not enough for me to buy a Switch, for one, but I did enjoy it.
I have to admit, there was a lot that put me off of buying a Switch.
That's because you're not a fan of, you know, Pokemon or JRPGs
that are
powered by the power of friendship.
That's where the issue lies to me, is I don't care that other games get made for the Switch. Of course, other games are made for the Xbox and the PlayStation that I don't want, but
yeah.
When you see the majority of what we saw was JRPGs powered with love and kisses, I don't know. I don't want to be a part of that, like, at all. Not even a little bit. But let's crack straight on. Considering this thing was only 25 minutes long, mate, I've still got a page and a half of notes.
You've managed to pick up a page and a half of notes for pretty much everything you've done. Clearly, you're not paying attention for very long. Maybe your attention span really is just that 25 minutes.
Maybe my attention span does end at a page and a half. Doesn't matter how long it took me to get there. After that, that's it. It's done.
Game over, yeah. Man. Game over.
So we started off, as all of these have started off with, we've got a little bit of a, like, an advert sizzle reel type thing.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Got spoilers for the rest of the show.
Well, that did make me laugh. But they showed off, you know, a couple of big ones. You know, Splatoon 2 was on there. FIFA was on there, which I didn't talk about at all for the rest of the show. Unless I blanked out.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't mentioned again.
Yeah. Then they showed Rocket League.
Yep.
Which, did we already know Rocket League was coming to the Switch?
I did not. Okay. But I can't say I keep in track with things on the Switch. But yeah, showed a Rocket League and then confirmed it later.
Yeah, and then Pokken Tournament?
I think it's Pokken Tournament.
Okay. Followed then with good old Reggie coming out on his little green screen. To tell us that, you know, it's all about where the game can take you.
Yeah.
And then showed me Xenoblade.
Yeah. I actually found it quite amusing. It's not about where you take the game, but where the game takes you. And I actually tweeted this, that they keep making handhelds. Surely that's the opposite of what they're trying to come across with.
Yeah. It was interesting, though. The DSs didn't get mentioned at all this evening either.
No, they didn't.
So this one was all about the Switch, even though we have had confirmed a new 2DS coming out.
Yes.
Today was all about the Switch, which is a smart move, I think.
Yeah, the Switch needs a bigger share of the market after what's happened the rest of this weekend. But not mentioning the DS in any way kind of makes it seem like it's possible they might be retiring it, the DS, in the future.
Nah, I doubt. I bet actually what we get, I bet we get a bunch of little Nintendo presentations, because what are they running at the moment? Is it called the Treehouse?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's going on as we speak. They're speaking as well.
And they've got their eSports stuff for the week.
Yeah, but it all comes up then. So
yeah.
So this little basically 25 minute set of adverts was all about the Switch, and they'll cover the other stuff later.
Here's hoping possibly that a new Nintendo conference, that they a little direct that they do, would they announce something. They might retire the DS, but they might release a base Switch, so it's just the tablet and the Joy-Con, and that's your new handheld. You get the buy a docking station later and the rest of the gear.
I don't see that happening, because that really would take a chunk out of the nice new 2DS market.
Yeah, but the 2DS market's only going to last a couple of months, really.
The 2DS market will last forever. They keep selling us 2 and 3DSs, and for some reason, we keep buying them.
Well, the DS market's going to keep going, and they can just release a new model every so often. So, and you'll always see when you go into EGX, and you'll walk past a queue, and there'll always be like three or four guys just standing there, have just pulled out the near, 15-inch DS that they're currently generation, the Super XL or whatever they want to call it. So the market will always be there, but the Switch is moving into that market. So
I don't think we'll get them, certainly not this early on in its life cycle. They won't sell just the Switch with no dock. I would think Nintendo would be quite dumb to do that. But yeah, but so back to the list of things we saw. So we saw Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Yes.
And so began the list of games that I will never ever buy.
Yeah.
although I did laugh, because obviously they had a lot of gameplay stuff, and I didn't realise they did this, but whenever you go into a new area, it tells you in the corner where you are, and I did giggle like a child when they walked into Zelma's crevice.
I didn't see that.
It made me laugh. I'm such a fucking child.
You make me a child.
My eyes were rolling at the awful voiceover work that just sounded like they'd got Michael Bisping in to voice one of their characters, and then I saw Zelma's crevice and just pissed myself laughing.
We'll leave it there. I've got nothing more to add.
No. Nothing to add to Mr. Zelma's crevice.
No, please, can we move on?
No. Well, okay, so we'll move on. They showed a new Kirby.
Yeah, Kirby games.
Just called Kirby, apparently.
Well, later on there was a Yoshi game that was just called Yoshi, but that's later on. But a new Kirby game is always a fun thing, because Kirby's the most lovable character of all time.
Yeah. I like Kirby, and that Kirby would be one I'd buy if I bought a Switch. Look like fun. What I'm looking for with a lot of these games, actually, is something I can play with the sequel.
Yeah. Well, isn't... There's a new thing on YouTube, I think, where there's people are playing Switch games, where they've got... It's essentially co-op of single-player games, where you have one person holding one Joy-Con and the other person holding the other Joy-Con. You have to try and complete the game like that.
Yeah.
That sounds...
I think that's something that IGN do.
Yeah, but as far as I'm aware, Kirby does indeed have a co-op, because you have the golden Kirby.
Yeah. But I mean, even if it was just single-player stuff that I could sit and play with the child, she's currently 3, it doesn't matter to her what we actually do, she just wants to play.
Yeah, just hand her a controller and make her pretend that she's the one who's pirating the ship in Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, exactly. Then we had a weird little announcement that we're going to have a lot of multiplayer stuff coming, and then showed us nothing.
Yeah.
Which just was bizarre. And then they went back on to Pokken Tournament, Poxy Tournament.
Yep.
Pokken Tournament Deluxe.
Poker Tournament.
Yeah. It's a whole new game, that one.
Yeah. Jamaican Poker Tournament.
But then they announced that they're going to be making a core Pokemon game for the Switch.
Yes.
I fucking told you, didn't I?
I'll be honest. When he mentioned that they were going to make an actual Pokemon game for Switch, I was quite surprised. I didn't think that that would actually happen, because the market for it will always be there, so maybe Nintendo need a bit of money.
Maybe. But they seem to be rolling out, you know, they said it's not probably not going to be released for at least a year, so...
Wow, it doesn't take very long to develop a Pokemon game.
So probably, I reckon Christmas next year you see that.
Nintendo don't tend to do things for aiming for Christmas. It'll be probably fall next year at the latest.
Okay, fair enough. And then they followed up with now in development, so nowhere even close to a release date as well, for Metroid Prime 4.
Yes. A lot of people probably have gone mental over the fact that Metroid Prime 4 is now a thing.
Metroid Prime's pretty cool. I like Metroid Prime.
Yeah.
I'd play another Metroid Prime game.
I loved Metroid Prime 3. I think I'm probably the only person in the world who did.
I don't hate Metroid Prime 3.
But I thought, considering it's in development, so it's literally we've decided to give a game a name and then we'll start making it.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what it seems to be, that for Metroid and for the Pokemon core game, it's literally, we've come up with an idea and we're now going to start development on it.
Yeah. That's
not it's not even that we've begun developing it. It's they've literally just gone, how about we just give it a title and then we'll make a game about that.
Well, they did say for both of them, they said that both of them are now in development. So you got to assume that they've done more than just come up with the title. We got to hope that they've done more than come up with the title.
Well, I suppose it's the opposite of what they did with Star Fox Adventures, I think it was.
Yeah.
Where they just had a game that was based on a different character on a dinosaur planet and then went, hang on, we need to attach one of our Nintendo characters to this to sell it.
Yeah.
And just completely just rechanged the game and made it Star Fox.
Yeah. And then we got Yoshi.
Yeah, Yoshi.
Which does it look like Little Big Planet Yoshi?
That's all you need.
But again, you know, in development, God knows when. It looks fun. You know, if I get a Switch, I'll probably pick it up to play with the tiny one.
I think that one said it was either fall or early. So it's either fall this year or early next year, I think it said. I can't remember.
The adverts roll through so bloody quickly. It's like every time I wrote notes, I looked down to write a note, looked up, something else was on the fucking screen.
Yeah.
Which is how I ended up randomly watching an advert for Fire Emblem something. Warriors.
Yep, Fire Emblem Warriors. Where it looks like the power of friendship has allowed the different universes of the Fire Emblem characters to now merge together to fight one super bad boy. It's badass.
Oh, goody.
Yeah.
Do you play Fire Emblem games?
Yeah, the only Fire Emblem character that I recognised was Marth.
I don't recognise any of them. This is kind of indicative of the Nintendo thing as well. So I sat there looking at it going, I could probably name this game. I bet if I write it in my notes, I will be somewhere close. But I don't know anything about any of them.
Yeah.
Like, so when Xenoblade came up, I think this... Literally, my notes say, I think this is Xenoblade.
Well, the way they kept saying blade instead of sword made it kind of obvious that it was going to be Xenoblade.
But it's Japanese, they all say blade.
I suppose.
In everything.
True.
Blade is interchangeable with most words in Japanese games.
Well, it was interesting to see a blade with tits.
Exactly. Nipple blade.
Yep, that's the one.
So, Link. So, they mentioned Link is going to be in Skyrim, which we knew.
Yep.
Because we saw that yesterday.
Yes.
Was it yesterday?
Wait, what
Sunday
day are we
night,
on?
Sunday night. Monday morning. Yes.
So, it was
Tuesday.
Yesterday.
It was yesterday. Three fucking podcasts ago.
Three podcasts ago, and all of about maybe 20 hours.
Yeah. And then they announced a buttload of DLC for Breath of the Wild. Something else I called.
Yes. But before the DLC for Breath of the Wild, did you see that dude pull out that Master Sword and with the awesome reaction shot of just suddenly I'm holding a sword?
How did this suddenly get in my hand? I did, and I laughed my ass off because just before that, I was watching the IGN pre-show and they went, it's going to be a recorded thing instead of on a stage, which means less cringy moments.
Yep.
No, that's not what it means at all.
That's the exact opposite. It's Nintendo. They live on cringe moments.
So yeah, that happened. But yes, a buttload of DLC for Breath of the Wild. So DLC Package 1, which just... I can hear Jim Sterling's head exploding from here. DLC Package 1, Trial of the Sword. And a load of new gear, a Master Mode? I don't know.
I'm guessing there's a more higher difficulty.
Yeah, that sounds like a better, higher difficulty level. And something else, Hero's Path Mode, which... I mean, none of this was explained. I assume if you've played Zelda and then they say such and such mode and then show you something, it means something to you. But to me, it means nothing. It just means DLC.
I don't know. Maybe it's a you only get one life mode for Hero's Path, and then the other one's just a higher difficulty mode.
Yeah. And then they announced DLC Pack 2 with a giant armored bird playing an accordion.
Yes.
And it's called the Hero's Ballad. Champion's Ballad, sorry.
Yep. I was going to say Hero's Ballad's a different tune.
Yeah.
It's usually played with an ocarina.
Okay, yeah. And then what was I... Oh, yeah, and then the super fucking cynical bit, which just... I wished I had coffee in my mouth so I could spit it in surprise.
Yeah, spit take.
New amiibos. Fuck Nintendo and their fucking amiibos.
I didn't realise amiibo was still a thing. I thought they'd died.
I only know it's still a thing because I listened to a couple of podcasts that do harp on them quite a bit. But yeah, they're super cynical, evil cash-ins, not even for Nintendo, because Nintendo sell out of them every time and then scalpers sell them for 4 times the amount to Nintendo fans who will happily pay the money. Fuck amiibos.
You might buy an amiibo. Just buy one that's cheap and then just sell it on eBay.
Yep.
Just because apparently Nintendo only make, 100 of them, of each one, and yet they've got how many Wii U's, how many Switches that have been sold that play with amiibo?
Exactly.
Pretty sure they also work on some of the newer generation 3DS's.
I think they do. Yeah. And then they started to, at this point they started to wrap up. So their big thing was new amiibos. They started to wrap everything up. Reggie told us about.
Their esports stuff.
Yeah, esports stuff. So invitationals for Splatoon 2.
Inkvitational.
No, I'm not saying that.
Inkvitational.
No, I'm not saying it.
Inkvitational.
No.
It's an inkvitational.
No, it's not. It's an open invitational.
Inkvitational.
Don't do it. I'll start talking about Zelma's Crevice again. An invitational for Pokken. And an invitational for ARMS for E3.
I found the invitational for ARMS to be quite amusing because they mentioned that it's going to be for pro players as well.
Yeah.
Now, how do you get pro players for a Joy-Con boxing game that's been out for like 2 months?
I don't know.
Is it just actual, professional boxers?
Maybe. Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's going to be in there.
Yep. He's going to have like a Vietnam style flashback when he's thinks he's against Evander Holyfield and is going to start biting people.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm being told that my laptop is running out of battery.
Oh, better wrap this up the same way that Nintendo did then. throwing a hat on it.
Well, yeah, so we've got a quick video about Mario and Rapids, which we don't need to talk about at all because they told us absolutely nothing that we didn't already see or talk about at the Ubisoft conference yesterday. So it was just a little video with Eve just chatting shit. That's fine.
Yep.
And then a slightly extended Mario's Odyssey trailer where Mario's hat starts on a T-Rex and it just gets even stupider from there.
Yeah, it's not really seeming like it's Mario's Odyssey anymore. It's more Mario's hat's Odyssey.
Yeah. That's yeah. It looks fun, though. It looks like... You can't hate Mario games. You can't.
No.
They're so stupid. They're so fun. They're the most inoffensive of all games. Except maybe Kirby.
Kirby eats people for fun. That's quite offensive. However, Mario's Odyssey is going to be offensive to, like, creationists because dinosaurs.
Awesome.
Although Mario's probably is quite offensive to creationists because Yoshi's a thing.
Yep. I've never seen anybody get offended at Mario.
I guess Bowser counts.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And that
people can't...
That was it. They just... And they didn't even say goodbye. They just had a trailer and then stopped.
They just stopped. They and put then... up disclaimers and, you know, licensed product of... FIFA's a licensed product of EA Sports and...
Yeah. And that was it.
That was the show.
And that's the end of our E3 stuff.
Rather anticlimactic.
Yeah, much like the E3 press conference itself.
Yep.
So I think there's only everything left to do, mate, is to...
Go to bed again?
Go to bed. Well, yeah, I'm going to go cook some dinner. Hopefully get to bed early, because I'm still fucking tired, because I refuse to stay in bed all day.
Me too.
And yeah. And hopefully, so, you know, we won't... There's not going to be a normal episode this week, because there's just not going to be. Whether or not one was going to, you know, planned originally, it just wasn't going to happen. So, back to normal next week.
Yeah. And I'll be hosting? Is it my turn?
I think
or is it your turn?
No, it's your turn. I hosted the pre-E3 one.
The pre-3. Yep. So I get the post-3.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, I suppose thanks everybody that joined us for all these insanely short little episodes. I hope you enjoyed them as much as we hated putting them together.
Yeah. We're not doing it next year.
No, we're not. No.
Well, no.
No, next year we can do a pre-E3 and then we can have an epic post-E3.
Yeah, and just... let's do that. We'll have a set of pre-E3 for just before it starts and then a post-E3 the same week.
Yeah.
So we'll do a double header.
Yeah.
A weekly instead of a fortnightly.
Yeah, I think we'd have to. So yeah, let's knock this on the edge, shall we, mate? And until next week when we start recording again, where can people find you?
You can find me on Xbox Live as Long Dong Silver and on Twitter as @thejohn_cu.
Cool. I am on Twitter @brook411 and we are @CharacterUnlock on Facebook, on Twitter and on Instagram. And we will be back in a week and a bit.
Hooray!
Character Unlock was presented by Andrew Brooker and John Miller, with music provided with permission from Miracle of Sound from their track A Dog's Life. Character Unlock is recorded for Failed Critics and is a part of the Failed Media network of podcasts, along with Field and Mullinger's Underground Nights and the Failed Critics Film Podcast. And you can check us out at failedcritics.com or find us on Twitter @CharacterUnlock. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.